My dear friends in Christ, a few thoughts from the beautiful gospel story this morning. This conversation between our Blessed Mother and her son has many significant points. But one that I would like to point out right away is the fact that they had this conversation. There was a need, and our Blessed Mother went to our Lord and told him what the problem was. And this is an example that we need to follow very, very often in our own lives. In a word, communication. That if there is a problem, it must be addressed, and we have to communicate this problem, most importantly, to our Divine Lord. How do we expect our problems to be solved? How do we expect our Lord to help us if we do not even ask? But there are many different aspects to communication. This conversation between our Lord and his mother can be analyzed a little further. Yes, she came and addressed the problem. She communicated what she desired. But the communication was very brief. She simply said, "They have no wine." We shouldn't go on and on and on, is what we might take from this. That our communication should be to the point. We should say what we mean. And this is true in our prayers when we speak with Almighty God, but this is also true with our communications with our fellow human beings. This, no doubt, has always been a problem with the human race, the ability to communicate properly. But it becomes apparent that it is even more of a problem. This is a bit of an interesting situation in my mind, that how often do we not communicate things that we want or need or intend to communicate with Almighty God? We don't pray as much as we should. But on the other end of the spectrum, how much do we communicate with fellow man things that should not be communicated? We have only to look at this new dilemma of social media. How many things are said here that would not be said face to face? That honestly don't have a place to be said at all. Again, an interesting dilemma. And on, I suppose, opposite ends of the communication problem. But we have this perfect example in the gospel story this morning of our Blessed Mother and her son having perfect communication. Exactly what was meant. Not too many words, just enough. There's, from Scripture, a saying, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. How true this was with our Blessed Mother. She would never have said something that she did not thoroughly mean. This is no doubt a hard example to follow, but one that needs following. It's a something for us to reflect upon when we make our examinations of conscience. Has my speech conformed with my mind? And has my mind conformed with the will of God? It's an important aspect of our spiritual life, our interactions with fellow man. And speech is the primary way in which we interact. But there's another aspect of this gospel I'd like to talk about briefly, and that is the effect of this communication between our Lord and our Blessed Mother. And the effect was nothing short of a miracle. At Our Lady's request, our Lord worked his very first public miracle. And this is another lesson. With fervent, with heartfelt prayer, miracles are certainly possible. And this is an important thing for us to remember, I believe, particularly in this day and age, that miracles do still happen. Now, I know a reaction to this may be, oh, well, that's nice to say, Father. Right. That's, kind of a bit of a pep rally thing to say, but does it conform with reality? Or, and I say, yes, absolutely, it does conform with reality. There are miracles of different orders if we have the eyes of faith to see them. The most stupendous miracle that we can possibly imagine is going to happen 3 times this morning. 3 times at Holy Mass, our Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth, is going to come down on this altar. That is indeed a miracle. And unfortunately, I think we take this miracle very much for granted. But we do have to exercise our eyes of faith to realize that it is indeed a miracle. But even in our own lives, there are what we might consider lesser miracles that happen. I've been a priest for a very short amount of time, not even 3 years yet. But even in these few years, it has amazed me to see truly miracles happen, most particularly miracles of grace. It's nice when we see a miracle with our eyes. And I might bring up this wonderful church where we're having Mass this morning is a bit of a miracle that God provided this in a way that is really stupendous. Especially from an outside perspective. Absolutely incredible to me when I heard that the blessing of the church was going to be on January 16th. Our Lady of Prompt Succor. So even little things like this, we shouldn't dismiss that God is working in an extraordinary way to take care of his faithful. But even more than these things that we might see with our eyes or hear with our ears, we need to believe that miracles of grace do indeed happen, and they happen on a daily basis. God touches hearts, and people correspond with grace to come to the faith. These are stupendous miracles. And finally, we learn from the gospel this morning how confident should be our trust in our Blessed Mother, that at her request, miracles will happen. The bishop put it very well yesterday. It's easy to imagine a similar conversation in heaven. This miracle of Cana. Our Blessed Mother went to our Lord. They have no wine. And we can well imagine the conversation in heaven. She went to her son and said, "These poor people in Minnesota have no room." And again, at her request, things happened. So we need to communicate, my dear friends in Christ, to hone in our communication with each other. Make sure that we are communicating things that need to be communicated. And on the other side, not saying things that don't need to be said. But most of all, let us work on our communication with our Heavenly Father, with His Blessed Mother, and be confident that if proper communication is made, nothing short of miracles can happen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.